appreciate the presence of the Lord, moving of the Holy Spirit. Grateful for hearts being helped, people seeking Jesus today. Amen. I'm glad I can speak that language. Glad I can speak Jesus today. Glad I've heard some people speak Jesus over their family today. Amen. Does your family matter to you today? Do they matter? Do you speak Jesus over your family? Speaking from the mountains and in the streets. I'm glad we can pray and call upon His name. Amen. Some people say, "Well, I don't understand why we got to do this. Why people going to the altar?" Then you wouldn't understand Jesus in the garden one night. The stones threw away went a little further. And He didn't do it just once. The significance of the text suggests that He did it multiple times that night. That He cried out, "Abba, Father." Nobody had ever prayed like that. Jesus did. Them Jews didn't know God the Father as Abba. They didn't know that. They know they could call Him Papa and Daddy. Jesus did. I'm glad for believers this morning we have the same privilege. Call upon His name. You ought to seek Him today. You say, "Well, I went to the altar last week." Who cares? Who's counting? It's about you and the Lord this morning. Might be about you and your family. Be a need in your own life. God knows your need. God knows your heart. Some things you don't have today because you hadn't asked for it. You hadn't sought Him out. You ought to seek Him. You ought to try Him this morning. I want to sing one more verse. I want us to stand. I'm not trying to draw anything out. I want you to be obedient. I desire for you to seek Him with all your heart today. Speak His name.
Every song. till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Say amen this morning.
Amen.
Imagine a life without Christ and being able to pray this morning. Well, I'm glad I can pray. Aren't you glad you can pray?
Amen.
Aren't you glad for the privilege, the power of prayer?
Yes.
Thankful for the place of prayer. Thank you for the thankful for the person that we can pray to. Who is powerful.
Amen.
Amen. I believe God answers prayer.
Yes.
Sure.
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do things only he can do.
Amen.
I don't want to pray for my family. Well, just look around.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just look around. Had not been for God, well, none of you be here this morning.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Some of you be laid up in a house hungover.
Yeah.
Be some of you so high on drugs you wouldn't even know where he's at.
Right.
Some of you be laid up in an alley somewhere.
Tell you, preacher.
Amen.
Some of you be caught up in cold dead religion.
Right.
Go ahead.
But I'm glad I'm free this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm here.
Amen, sir.
I'm glad I'm in my right mind.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm glad for the Holy Spirit touching my heart today. Encouraged to see God's people seeking Him. That helps me.
Amen, sir.
God bless His name.
Yes.
Oh, think about where you'd be without Him this morning. Amen. That'd at least make you smile. Amen. Amen. I appreciate God's goodness today, what He's doing in our church.
Amen.
I told some of the men, I said, these services, I don't come in with a script, I promise. I don't come with an effort to try to build anything up. I just want Him to have His way.
Amen. Yes, sir.
In this season, go through seasons, but I'm thankful for the season we're in.
Amen.
Sure. I don't know how long that'll last. Some people come and say, well, were you ready to preach? I promise you. I had you a good 45 minute early this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I'm ready.
Amen.
But I'm not going to get in His way.
Right.
Amen.
Just stumbled.
Happy morning.
Thankful.
Yes.
He'd pass by our way like this. Amen.
Preacher, I just want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me and my family. For Amen. Just being so good.
Sure, sure.
Thankful that I could be here.
Amen.
Because I don't have to be here. It's not anybody coming to my house and saying you've got to get to go to church this morning. Yeah. It's the desire of my heart to be here.
Amen.
And on the when it talks about those addictions, they say dark addictions. And those are dark. But they can be addictions in the life. Addictions that you have that you don't hide, but that still separates you from the Lord.
You're right.
So just think on those things and think about how you can just speak Jesus and He'll help you with whatever it is you're struggling with.
Amen. That's right.
Like I said, it doesn't have to be alcohol or drugs or smoking. There's so many other things that aren't used.
You're right.
That we put before God.
Yeah.
So just think about that before you leave.
Amen.
You have something that you need to get rid of. Most of all, if you're lost, that's the worst thing about it all. Is leave this world lost.
Yeah.
We had someone commit suicide in our church, in our workplace this past week. And I wonder how many times did I miss the opportunity to just witness to Him and tell Him about Jesus.
Yeah.
He knew I was a Christian, but did I make it really known to Him? Could He see it in me? I'll never know.
Amen. Yeah.
Tell it. your heart. Amen.
Yes.
God's given Miss Haley a testimony. When he delivers you from something, you just can't help to tell it.
Amen.
Amen. I bless his name for that. Amen. Come back this evening and be with us. Amen, Tracy. Amen. Tommy Byerly, just miss us in prayer this morning.